Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Middle of the 5 o'clock hour. Went by quick. Again, want to send a shout out to Nuri for stopping in, letting us know what his NFL experience has been like, and hopefully it continues to be a good experience, and I think he's working towards to try to make it happen. We touched on a little bit of Phil Steele, his overall Big Ten rankings and preseason rankings for Nebraska, probably the normal suspects that you expect, in these preseason stuff. So that really doesn't mean anything. He's just reading material. But now we got the schedule since we're getting close to football time. And we talked a little bit, we didn't obviously on air, we talked a little bit with Nuri, before he left. So UTEP, that's a dub sack, right? It's a W. Let's give Nebraska a little bit of love. Colorado, game two.
Give it to him.
6:30 at night, prime time coming. Deion coming in here.
Memorial's going to be rocking.
Hey, we got to get that get back.
Deion doesn't know what's coming.
Yeah, I don't think he ever.
He doesn't know.
Yeah,
he has no idea.
Yeah, you know what? He doesn't. You know what? Neither does Shador.
Nope.
Yeah, we got a takeout order right there on that. That's a W. Now we got to deal with success. Everybody patting you on the back. Northern Iowa coming in. We're going to still win that one. Now here we go right here. That dude, listen. Brett Bielema, you talking about runs. He's eating 45 million runs. Illinois comes in. Nebraska went to Illinois last year and beat him. Nebraska should win this game.
Especially at home.
I just think Nebraska is more talented and a better team. Mm-hmm. I still think Nebraska's going to win. Nobody's scared of Illinois. This is a game that is a little bit, not I wouldn't say shaky, but it's just, anytime you play at Purdue, it's horrible.
Someone from Nebraska is going to tear up their knee on that grass field. It happens every time
Austin?
Nebraska goes out there. I'm not rooting for
damn.
It. I'm not rooting for it. It just happens.
This dude just went all the way gangster. He just can't take you nowhere. I don't know about that. I think at Purdue, I think Nebraska actually wins this game pretty easy. And the score won't look easy. I don't think Purdue has anything on offense that's scary. And their defense, when you lost, was it Scarborough or Skirton, who was the number one outside pass rusher. It went to Auburn, A&M. Got big money there in the NIL transfer portal. That's the difference maker. I don't think the identity on offense and defense is there. So I'm going to go W. All right.
I hope so.
It's just horrible.
At
playing
Purdue
there.
Is weird.
They just
always.
Got bad food.
Nebraska wins, but I think it's tight.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Got that stupid cannon, right? You got a train and you shoot off a cannon, right?
Right. I think all the anthrops are gone finally.
Yeah, and it's just crappy turf and everything like that. So we're 1, 2, 3, 4. We're 5-0, and then we play October 5th, homecoming. Homecoming doesn't even matter. That's just for frats and sororities, right?
Pretty much.
But I heard somebody told me a story. There was a Nebraska player that went out there. Yeah, I was like, dude, you ain't coming back in the locker room.
Don't do that.
Yeah. He was out in the court. I don't know who he was. If you know, text line, text in. Rutgers. Okay, listen. This is a battle of respect here, right? When you think about Austin, you got two teams that are on the uptick preseason. Mm-hmm. By this time, you expect Rutgers. Look, if you're number, what are they, number 8 or 9 or whatever, you coming in, you should have a good record. this game's going to be prime time. You know, it's good. Lots going to be at home. I think Rutgers is just still quarterback run heavy. They got good running back. And I know they got a really good defensive end, number 71, who pretty much a night. I mean, he hit Casey Thompson so much. I was like, dang. He was
he broke his soul.
Yeah, but then.
You know who Rutgers quarterback is this year, right?
No.
Callie McManus.
Yeah, that's going to be great talent saying his name. I'm not sold on Rutgers. I think they're going to be tough. I think they're well coached. I like Greg Schiano. I like the thing he's doing. I just think I know that they've done a really good job recruiting out there in New Jersey and all that, in Jersey area and in Pennsylvania and all that. I just think Nebraska's a better team. I'm not sold on their offense. I think they can play hellified defense and special teams, but you have got to be able to score points. Mm-hmm. Now, saying that, we have a freshman quarterback that's projected to start, and we got newcomers. I just think we will figure it out. Dylan, you better figure it out. I think we'll figure it
come
out.
Come with it, nephew.
I think we'll figure it out, and I think that we'll be able to score more points than they can.
That's fair.
Unless we just come and just dookie down our legs.
Not on homecoming. I mean, the other thing that gives me pause is it's game six.
Yeah,
all in a row.
Yeah, and you're no longer a freshman
early,
anymore.
It's hot. You should be grown up.
And you're no longer a freshman anymore. That's what they tell us. By sixth game, you're no longer a freshman. So then you got the bye week. So we're 1, 2, 3, 4. Look, we're already bowl eligible. See, mm-hmm. this is the problem here. This is the problem. This is a great thing if it happens, or it better happen, or it should happen if we're in this position. It's a great thing because mm-hmm. we'll be ranked going into that bowl game.
Yes.
Here's the problem, and it's a good problem, but we gotta see, you know, what happens is that you go into the bye week 6-0. Now you got everybody and their mom patting you on the back, and you've never been here before. No, and don't tell me about high school and rank. I don't want to hear all that. You can get caught up in the tidal wave here. Everybody associated with it, and you got to deal with success, and then you got a bye week. Because I just found out last year, like NCAA rules, you only can practice like a couple times. Our bye weeks, we was right back to spring ball. We was practicing. I hated the bye week. I'd just rather play 12, 13 games in a row. So that's you got to deal with that. And then, you know, the coaches, I'm assuming, will be out recruiting and all that. So you could lose your edge a little bit. The only saving grace is, I think Indiana's going to be trash. Now, I will tell you, I think I watched their spring game. I was impressed. Now, here's where I think Indiana will run into some trouble. He turned over the roster with a lot of, you know, players that he knew from his time at, you know, James Madison. Those players, especially across the line, aren't Big Ten size yet. They have like a lot of water bugs and, you know, 85 DBs out there. And that kind of James Madison type of, you know, program is going to take a little while to get that. And that's in my opinion. And they don't have a stellar quarterback play.
Nebraska ought to win this one. Not an intimidating place to play year one for a new coach. I'm a Curtis Rourke truther. I think he's under the radar pretty solid. And it's the first road test for a lot of these guys.
And you're coming off a bug. So you're saying an L.
I'm not saying an L. I'm saying trap game. I'm saying watch out. Yeah, I'm saying that Nebraska has a lot to prove coming off of bye weeks. Previous staff, not good off of bye week. Last year, I don't remember when the bye week was, but they have to make a good use of that bye week, you know, be excited and have that belief. But you talked about with the Eagles last year, right? I mean, they won 10 games, felt a little paper tiger, but did they instill that belief that, hey, we're actually a good team by finding ways to win games? Depends on how that first six games looks. Depends on how they use that bye week. But first road test against a sneaky good coach and sneaky good quarterback, I'm just saying trap game.
I think the quarterback's good. I don't think he's – I don't think he's Shedeur Sanders.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains, now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Oh, great.
I like Core, you know, Purdue quarterback a little. I think he's good. I think offensively they can pose some problems because they'll come in and do that like James Matt. You know, they'll spread you out and test your principles and open field tackling and all that. Your knife might not be as sharp if you don't attack the bye week or whatever. I think it could be a struggle. I will say this, Austin. I'll push back on you. I think if Indiana somehow is living up to their preseason hype to their standards, say they're a game or two above 500 and this is like a big game, playing there is a problem. You got to think. McCord there last year, Ohio State, now granted it was earlier in the season, they gave them fits. Now, I feel Tom Allen was just coaching to keep it close, to keep his job.
Right.
But they give you fits. Now, listen, you're losing, you know, a lot of the players that they had last year. But yeah, I just think a new regime, I think Nebraska will win that game. I think Nebraska will be 7-0. Worst case scenario, 6-1. The only realistic loss you could say at Colorado or like, you know, what they could be, listen, they will be ranked top. They'll be ranked number 12. They will be ranked number 12 going to Columbus.
That's a top 15 matchup then.
Yeah.
Dang.
Last time Nebraska started
7-0, they got to number 7.
Listen, they're gonna be interviewing every single coach. They're gonna be interviewing past coaches. They're gonna be asking. Everybody's gonna be on prime time. Mm-hmm. Then you got to go to Ohio State. Game day is gonna be there.
Mm-hmm. That never goes well.
We are gonna be there. It's in October. It won't be cold yet. I'm going.
Pack me in your carry-on. I'll be there.
Is that far? I wonder how far it is to drive. I don't know if I'm driving that.
Let me look it up.
Only way I would drive is if we left a couple days early and somebody comes along and me and Jake drive so I can film it. So we can film it. Must-see TV.
Oh, the world needs that.
Me and Jake.
Jake would not know what to do with himself.
How many hours? Trip.
It is a 12 and a half hour drive.
Yeah, that's a 2-day trip.
What if you guys just post up in Indy after media days?
To October? Jake would not be alive. We spent a week together in Vegas. I was looking at it, I was like, man, I want to put you in the sleeper hole. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I love Jake anyway. All right, I'll say that's an L, right? Let's just be honest. Okay, that's okay. Not okay. Okay, you play Ohio State. Now, you have to make sure this. This is also where learning and being mature is.
Can I guess what you're going to say?
Go ahead.
Don't let him beat you twice.
Don't let you beat you twice. The asterisk to it, you also have a bye week after you have a assumptive win against UCLA. Mm. So don't look. You can kind of look and say, oh, we got, you know, then you can get, like we say in sports, you get your pants pulled down and get spanked on the butt. I still think we'll beat UCLA at home. I think they're going to be atrocious, even though I think Deshaun Foster will do a great job.
Yep.
It'd be great to see Eric Bieniemy too. Bye week. Now, listen, this is Nebraska always complained about their schedule. You get to go to California in November, right before Thanksgiving, at USC. This game right here, I'm going to say it's an asterisk because if Lincoln Riley's team performs like it did last year, he's gone.
He's not around for this
game. He's not around for this game.
He's taking an offensive coordinator job in the NFL by now.
No, he's probably in the booth somewhere sitting next to Urban Meyer, you know, breaking it. At USC, man. I'll just give USC the benefit of the doubt. Just cuz. I mean, I think Nebraska can win. I'll just say it's a road game or whatever. It's not like USC is something like, it's not like Lindell White's waiting out there for you and right. Reggie Bush. I just think like they're at home.
Shoot, not even Adoree Jackson's out there.
Right. It's a toss up.
I give it to USC just because I trust that offense a little bit
more. Yeah, yeah.
Nebraska hasn't seen an offense with the pure talent of USC's. And I mean, I get they'll see Ohio State's, but I'd still trust USC to put up points.
Yeah, just kind of like they'll just outscore you. Just kind of, they're used to kind of, yeah, I'll say that.
31-20 sort of game. Yeah.
Well, you come home and you play Wisconsin, the new look air raid. You're not sold on them.
I am not sold on them. And you've lost to them 8 straight times.
I don't know, man.
Too many straight times. Like, come on, it has to be this year. Van Dyke's good, but not overwhelming. They'll have Malusi back.
Will Van Dyke even be healthy by then?
I don't know. Fickell's a good coach. Wisconsin might be more talented than last year, but they're at the end of a tougher schedule as well. If you don't beat Wisconsin this year, when's it going to happen? Give me Skurs.
I think this game is going to be a dogfight. I think this game is going to be like 17-13.
Bring it.
I think it's going to be... I don't think this is going to be a score fest. I think Nebraska, well, first of all, I'm going to say this. Nebraska's defense better be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was like better. They were good last year. They need to be better than this year, right? Just because that's what I expect. I think Wisconsin's defense will be good too. I think it's going to be a battle of defenses. Who plays the best, longest, and doesn't break? I like Nebraska a little bit more, considering that there was a lot of meat on the bone last year and you didn't have a seasoned quarterback or receivers. So I'm gonna say Nebraska win. I'm being nice out here, boy. Nebraska's only got 2 losses.
Let's do this again in July. We'll do this again in August.
Then you go on the road at Iowa on Friday after Thanksgiving. Do you have the itis? What do you think? I guess I'll just give Iowa this Iowa, man. That's just what is, you know what? I'll just say, you know, this Iowa just because they're at home. So Nebraska's 9-3.
I lean Iowa as well on this one right now.
Let me ask you this.
I also think the starting quarterback for Nebraska throws multiple interceptions in that game.
If Nebraska goes 9-3, does Matt Rule win coach of the year?
I think he'd have the narrative behind him. Hard to vote against.
Did Bron win it this year, last year?
He won a coach of the year. Weren't enough as AP coach of the year.
No, what, Big Ten?
Oh, Big Ten coach of the year? Yeah, it was Bron.
So then it'd be Matt Rule then.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do it, Matt.
9-3. Skurs.
Book it.
That's the first one.
Warhorse, so we're coming.
You're either going to talk me up or down. I need to start sneaking in there and see what they look like in practice.
You can get away with it.
I don't really matter. It doesn't really matter. I mean, they're going to play. They got to play on. It's not that serious.
They're three of 7 weeks.
They have a potential to have a season that can spring, like, kind of like, remember when Minnesota beat Penn State that time?
Yeah.
You can have a season where it springboards you to realistic expectations year in and year out. Minnesota didn't reach them this year, but they got the benefit of the doubt. They went to a bowl game, got a whole month of extra practices, and won.
Mm-hmm.
This could be that season. Schedule sets up for it. Talent and transfer portal thing has stepped up for it. Now, there's obviously obstacles in it, but, you know, there's no team out there that has a perfect roster.
No.
You know, some have better rosters or not, but every team has holes. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, put a bow on this bad boy, then turn it over to Ticket Weeknights. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.